Summer in the Upper Hunter, and it's important to have the right message when it comes to skincare. The only people to go to, as far as I'm concerned, is the Cancer Council. Joining us to have a chat about it today, Sue Russell, Community Program Coordinator. Sue, how you doing?
Well, thanks, Andrew. Thanks for asking me. Appreciate the opportunity.
This particular summer, La Nina has had a presence, which means we've had a lot of cloud cover, so we don't have to worry about our skincare or anything like that when there's no sun out there, do we?
No, Andrew, that's not the good message. The message is that no matter whether it's cloudy or whether it's sunny, it's the UV levels that we need to watch for. And so, yes, we need to use our skin cancer protection as regularly as if the sun were out.
I'm a big fan of talking about slip, slop and slap. Is that still the message?
It is, but there's two more to go with it.
Wow.
Light and shade. Yes, I know. So now we've got five.
Slip, slop, slap, slide and shade. So what are they all, just to remind us?
Absolutely. So we need to slip on a shirt. And the shirt's not a singlet. The shirt is one that provides with some sun protection. So a good collar, about three-quarter length sleeves, and something that will protect us. That's the slip part. The slop part is put on that sunscreen. So we want to make sure that we're over SP 30, put on 20 minutes before we go out if possible, and reapply every 2 hours. So the slap part is you slap on a hat. Now, not just one of those little peak hats, but a hat that will provide you with some shade over your face, over your neck, and over your ears.
A nice big wide brim hat.
That's the bigger brim, the better. And remember that those little ones in prams, they need it as much as adults who are pushing the pram.
Definitely, definitely. So what's slide and shade?
So it's seek shade wherever possible, especially during the hottest hours of the day, between probably 10 and 2, because you know how intense the sun can get in the summertime.
Definitely.
It doesn't have to be under a tree. It could be under any sort of shelter, but just try to get out of those burning rays of the sun if possible. And the last slide part is slide on a really good pair of sunglasses. Even the little ones now have great sunglasses to protect their eyes from the sun's rays. Because with a hat and sunglasses, it can reduce the UV radiation exposure to the eyes by up to 98%. So those last two are really important to protect ourselves during this hot summer sun. And either side, you know, like spring and autumn can get pretty hot too.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm hoping you can help me with something. I was looking at my sunscreen the other day and it's got a use-by date. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to eat it. Why does it matter that my sunscreen has a use-by date?
It has a use-by date because it's effective during when it's in date.
Right.
Out of date, you're just not sure whether it's going to be useful or not, and there's no use putting on something that you're not going to be absolutely sure about. But importantly, Andrew, we need to make sure we don't store the sunscreen in somewhere really hot, like the car glove box or just inside the door, because we know what sort of heat that the cars can get in the interior in the full sun. Best to take it out of the car. It will last longer. And that's usually around 2 years.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good message. Also, you don't want to be putting on hot sunscreen. That actually feels like an unpleasant thing.
A very unpleasant thing. And we want protection from the sun to be as pleasant as we can.
Sue, if we want to find out more information regarding skin cancer and skin care, where should we go?
So you can look at the Cancer Council website. That's cancercouncilnewsouthwales.org.au. There's a whole lot of sun protection messages on there. Or you can just jump onto our website and have a look.
Sue, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the opportunity, Andrew.